أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وما اختلف الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم ومن يكفر بآيات الله فإن الله سريع الحساب. As explained yesterday, this ayat comes after Allah Ta'ala explains the shahid Allah, that Allah alone is, Allah has given evidence that He is one, the only one. And the only religion that is accepted by Allah Ta'ala is Islam. This is from two angles. One is to inform all the non-Muslims, the Christians, the Jews, the Hindus, whoever there is, people who worship their ancestors, people who worship stones, who worship trees, the stars, all of them, that is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Only the one religion of Islam is accepted. And then, addressing the Muslims, Allah Ta'ala is explaining also that not what you think of Islam is going to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala, but what Islam is. Like, for example, we all know and acknowledge the Qadianis call themselves Muslims, but they are not Muslims. The Shias call themselves Muslims, but they are not Muslims. And also, like, for example, the Barelvis, who believe that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is Alimul Ghaib, that is the knower of the unseen, and that only Allah knows. And also they believe that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Hazir Nazir. He is present everywhere. And only Allah is present everywhere. So we are warned also that don't just think that what you think is Islam. See, study and find the correct Islam. The Islam which ma'ana alayhi wa ashabi. Which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, which I am on and my sahaba are on. Today there are a lot of other types of Islam, just modernists who agree with the total opposite of this ayat, and that is the interfaith or all the interfaith meetings and the Abrahamic Accord, in which they want to show that all religions are the same. Allah is saying categorically that all religions are negated by Allah besides the religion of Islam. And to believe all religions are equal, are the same, this is totally against this ayat and against the Quran Sharif. So those people, and there are learned people who are in the forefront of this, who are advocating the Islam interfaith business and the Abrahamic Accord, etc. So those people are actually destroying Islam, and that is not what Islam is. In the same way, we all must be very, very careful that today in the syllabus which our children are learning in the madrasas, in there also all these interfaith things have been introduced. So we should be conscious what our children are learning. At one time, we were worried of what they are learning in the schools, the Darwin's theory, the Big Bang theory, and now it's in our madrasas also, all the wrong things. There is all preparation for the LGBTQ also in the madrasa syllabus, the primary madrasa. So all should be very concerned and not just take a thing at its face value that these are Muslims, these are the learned people, this is Islam. See, find the true Islam. If a person has got a fake passport, a fake visa, and he makes himself happy. I got my passport, I got my visa. But when he will go to immigration, it will be rejected. If we got a fake Islam, when we'll go in the qabr, it will be rejected. Yeah, if a person has a fake passport, fake visa, the consequences will be terrible. But never, ever, not one bit, like the consequences will be in the qabr. If a person did not have genuine Islam and it goes in the qabr, then it is forever is doomed to punishment and the worst type of punishment which we cannot imagine. So Allah warns us against and says this in remember well Muslims and non-Muslims. Inna deena inda Allahil Islam. The only deen, and that is way of life. Not just a religion that I believe in Islam. But my way of life from morning till night, my public life, my private life, everything is according to Islam. If we are just saying Islam is my religion, but we're not practicing, as unfortunately the vast majority of people with the labels of Islam, but they are doing nothing of Islam, they are doing almost everything what the kuffar are doing. Their whole lifestyle, their dressing, their houses, their way of life, everything is like the kuffar. But they just say that we are Muslims. So that is not that Islam which is going to help us. It is that Islam which is Islam, that we surrender to Allah Ta'ala. And then this year, as year again, Allah warns us, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ اور مخالف نہیں ہوئے کتاب والے. And the people, the Ahl al-Kitab, they did not oppose and go against this year, illa min ba'di ma ja'ahum al-'ilm. Magar jab unko ulum maloom ho chuka, but when they came to know, they opposed Islam, the Christians and the Jews, until today. It's not that they know. They know that Islam is the true religion. And here is a warning for us also, that we must not think what I think is Islam is my true religion. We also must know, and we also know that the true religion is that of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. And today we, as modern Muslims or deviated Muslims, we make a mockery of those who want to follow the true Islam. And we put labels on them. So just like that, the Christians and the Jews are here. They also know what is the true Islam. And in fact, in this group of Najran, Abu Harisa, who was the chief priest, he knew very well, and they all knew that Islam is the true religion. So we also know, but because we want to satisfy our lust and our ego, and we want our way of life, so we say those who are following the true Islam, they belong to the camel age, they belong to the stone age. We must understand, we are actually putting titles on the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are actually, with a sad title, in a mockering way of mocking, and also of looking down upon, it is of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and the Sahaba's Islam. That is that one Islam. So the Christians also know what is the true religion. But because baghyam bainahum, what is the cause? Aapas ke zid aur hasad se. Because they've got that stubbornness in them and their jealousy. They can't accept that Nabi came from amongst the Arabs. He wasn't from the Israelites. He wasn't from the Bani Israel. And their stubbornness. These are two stumbling blocks which is not making them accept Islam. In the same way, for us is the lesson, within our circle, we also know what is the truth. We know who is following the truth. But we make all types of excuses, and it is all because of our stubbornness and our jealousy, that why have other people followed this? Why aren't we following the right thing? So we must not let that happen to us. This is the warning. And here we are told, Allah loves us, and therefore He is informing us that we do not fall in this trap, that because of our stubbornness and because of our pride, our jealousy, that we don't want to accept the truth. When we see the truth, accept it. And whoever will humble himself doesn't go down. Because our pride, we think, if I'm going to accept, then I'm going to lose my respect, my position. No, Allah raises that person's position. A person who humbles himself, accepts the truth, and falls at the feet of the people of righteousness, Allah doesn't make them humble. Outwardly they humble, Allah raises them and makes them very high and gives them great honor. But those that don't want to humble themselves and want to have that pride, man takabbara wada'ahu Allah. Allah Ta'ala destroys those people. Even in this world they get destroyed, and in the akhirat it is quite clear. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great lessons here, and it isn't just for reading, it isn't just for explaining here. or to listen to it, but that we bring it in our lives, and then we will get that enjoyment. And this Islam, which is total surrender to Allah, when a person will surrender to Islam fully, then the enjoyment of Islam will come to him. We can understand that, just like it comes that until you don't give your whole self to knowledge, knowledge won't give you one little bit of it also. Not one finger of knowledge you will get until you don't give your whole self to knowledge. Same way, if we don't give our whole self to Islam, then the beauty of Islam, the enjoyment of Islam will not open on us. If we are to take Islam as a side dish, on the sideline, we are Muslims also, but we give preference to our other things of this dunya. And we take Islam just by the side, like most of us we are doing. Islam is just by the way. So Islam will not open upon us the enjoyment, the beauty, the conviction of Islam. But that person who gives himself totally to Islam, Islam comes in the heart of that person, in the eyes and the mind of that person, and he gets the enjoyment and the reality of Islam. May Allah bless us with these realities. Subhanallah.